And the funny thing about the best things that change your life, like gratitude or telling someone you love and appreciate or eating right or working out, is they don't cost anything.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So let's start with consistency and ego. So the interesting thing that I've learned, so my question to myself is, okay, I'm very disciplined. I teach discipline, I teach consistency. I've experienced the benefits of consistency. So how come I can't wake up in the morning and be consistent at everything I want to be consistent at? Right, whether it's nutrition or working out, or how is it I can't be consistent, or even it took me 4 years to study the Course in Miracles every day, or 9 months to say thank you. Like the guy who stands on stage and teaches people to say thank you, why did it take me 9 months before I could do it 30 straight days? Consistency, the ego, exists in your conscious mind. The conscious mind tries to protect yourself with the ego. Well, when you try to do something every day, your ego doesn't like that, right? It's protecting yourself because it's hard, right? To do something every day doesn't feel good all the time. Where we want to be consistent is in our subconscious and unconscious, because your ego doesn't exist there. Ego doesn't exist in the subconscious. But how do you get something into the subconscious or the unconscious competency? By doing something consistently, right? And that's why people who have obsessions, addictions, personality traits, characteristics that are so consciously logical, I want to lose weight, right? Or I want to quit drinking, right? Someone's a poor alcoholic or a gambler. I want to stop gambling. When they're not in it, outside of their ego, right? There's no resistance, right? They're in that conscious, subconscious, all working. But the minute the resistance starts, what do? Fear of loss. I'm not gonna be able to drink, I'm not gonna be able to gamble. And the ego starts saying, you gotta protect yourself, so we limit the consistency. So how do we become consistent? And this is something I'm working on, is how can I teach people, I talk a lot about all these little things, do it now, it's due in the calendar. We were even talking about some of the things today in the car, Dan, coming over. And I still think to myself, doesn't really matter what I effing teach you if I can't teach you to be consistent. So how can we become more consistent? Number one is awareness. So we have to be aware when we're not consistent. And when we become aware, second is we have to take our ego out of it. Because immediately when we're not consistent, how do we feel? Bad, right? And when we put faith in what we don't want, what do we get? More of what we don't want. And the worse we feel about ourselves, the more likely we're not gonna be consistent. And it keeps snowballing. So first is awareness. Second is, okay, now what can I do to make this happen? I believe lowering the bar is the key. We were discussing how I keep everything balanced by being of service when I have my own family. And aren't you supposed to be of service to everyone? And how can you be service to your wife? And for, because I'm consistent. It takes less time. It takes less time because I've lowered the bar. I've realized that I have three teenage daughters, 19, 17, and 14. And I realized it was much more beneficial for me to make sure they knew that I cared about them and I cared about what they were doing for 2 minutes a day, every single day, more than it was with the bullshit, oh, you gotta go with me all day Saturday and spend time with the family. 12 hours with the family on Saturday sounds like I'm a good dad. I say bullshit to that. I keep in contact with my family, the girls, because that's about as much as they can stand me. But my relationship is constant. And they know we have a much deeper relationship, because you guys, you may remember when you were kids, or if you have kids, when your parents made you go somewhere on a Saturday and you're a teenager, you think that helped your relationship? No, especially with phones now. So I started doing the same thing, like working out. You want to start doing, lower the bar, put your shoes, whatever. What we really want to focus in on, though, the habit, is how do I create this habit machine or consistency machine? Because how old are you? Because you look the youngest. 21. Anyone younger? All right, I nailed it. All right. It may seem like a long time, but I'm 50 years old. If you improve 1% of your consistency, your consistency machine, that you could put something through it, when you're my age, it'll almost be 30% better. That means out of 100 things you're trying to be consistent at, 30 of them are going to, you'll be able to do instead of zero. That's if you're at zero. So what I want everyone to focus in on is, let's all try to practice just being consistent. So pick things to do. For me, I pick three things. You know, the one that shocked my world was, number one, I got unhealthy, and I was saying to Dan, I love to work out. And it was like the snowball effect. I just kept getting fat. I kept eating. This is my life, right? Places like this. Eating, drinking, not working out. Eating, and it, 5 years goes by, and you gain 5 pounds a year. Pretty soon, you're 30 pounds overweight. And I was like killing myself. So I switched everything. I said, health, minimum 1 hour a day for health. Every single day. Before anything. Before work. Before family. My wife was like pissed. She's like, you're going to put your working out before family? I said, yeah, I put my health before my family, because if I'm not healthy, you're screwed. So are the girls. And she got it. But the one that shocked me was my mom. And I have all these epiphanies through my mom. Like when I had to tell her I lost her house, she changed my life, the way she responded. This one was different, though. My mom is the queen of Jewish guilt. That's why my siblings are successful. But she was, this is fairly recently, was making me feel guilty, and she was making me do things like, come down to my house and, you know, can you do this for me? Or and I'm thinking, I have other brothers, and well, you could do this. Like, what is it going on? I started realizing she wants me to prove that I love and appreciate her. So I put this thing to a test, because I was just getting the workout thing. I said, all right, I should call my mom every day. And I'm like, that's not realistic. Like, you know, I started with consistency, something you can do for the rest of your life. So I said, I could give my mom a minute a day. That's what I did. I said, I'll give my mom a minute, minimum of a minute a day, to tell her I love and appreciate her. Text, email, or phone call. I could remember to do that. And the funny thing about the best things that change your life, like gratitude or telling someone you love and appreciate her, or eating right or working out, is they don't cost anything. But yeah, I could give you 5 things to do every day that would change your life exponentially at 21. Like, you would be, by the time you're 30, like incredible man. And that don't cost anything, but yet you're so far in your own way that you can't consistently do it. I'll tell you, everyone here, if you try for 2 weeks even, spend a minute a day telling your mom you love and appreciate her if she's still here. Watch how your relationship changes. A minute, 14 minutes, 14 minutes that we waste in one day, you can spend in 2 weeks, and your mom, your relationship with your mom will change completely, because all most moms want to hear is that you love them and appreciate them. It means the world to them. More than buying them a house, more than buying them a car. My son calls me every day. I've seen my mom, you know, go somewhere and not any of the awards, not any of the BS stuff, right? Like, she'll talk to people there and like, oh my gosh, you must be so, so proud, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I can see her say, well, he calls me every day. Like, that's her bragging thing. Not any other thing. It's just, oh, he calls me every day. And I think to myself, wow, 1 minute, exponential results. So lower the bar, concentrate on the machinery, not on what the habit is. Because once you get the machinery better, right, this 1%, maybe you can do 2%. Now you're 60% better. You know, each year, you know, a year. If you take the percentage, a percentage is 365 days. If you want 3% better, right, it's 1% every 100 days. That's 1/100% better every day that you have to get. These are easy numbers to lower the bar, but they have extraordinary results in the long run, and they have an exponential effect. Every single thing. Everyone here knows the zero effect, right? The zero. If you don't do something every day, it literally will zero you out. You don't get that exponential. If you stick to something 14 days, you'll get 1 × 2 × 3 × 4, permeates all the way up. Huge effects.
On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.